Welcome to this segment of The Identity Element. Today our guest is Stuart Kwan. Welcome, Stuart. What's your role and what products does your team build?
Well, I'm the group program manager of the Federated Identity team. My team works on the Geneva project, which consists of three components: the Geneva server, the Geneva framework, and the Geneva client, which is otherwise known as Windows Card Space.
And how long have you been at Microsoft, and what have you worked on over your time here?
Well, I've been at Microsoft full-time since 1996. It's going on about 13 years now. And before that, even, I worked here as an intern. In fact, I did several internships here, working on a variety of different projects. And a lot of them have been clustered, though, around distributed systems work. A lot of what I've worked on, for one reason or another, my career has been around distributed systems and security. When I started full-time, one of my first jobs was to be the domain name system program manager for Windows in the distributed systems team. And I'd like to say that everything I needed to know about distributed systems, I learned from DNS. Of course, back then, DNS meant digital nervous system, but we won't bring that up. But DNS, one of the things that I did, I worked a lot in the standards bodies, and I helped devise and engineer how to do secure dynamic updates for DNS. I also worked on Active Directory. I was the lead program manager for a large chunk of Active Directory for Windows 2000. I was the group program manager for Active Directory for Windows Server 2003. Later on, I was the product unit manager and had the entire engineering team for Active Directory for several years. I was the director of program management for Identity and Access, which included Microsoft Identity Integration Server at the time, as well as Active Directory. But now I'm focusing my energies on federated identity and this whole notion of claims-based identity and that next step that we're taking in identity platform infrastructure.
So you've been around this identity space for a long time. What is so intriguing about it to you? What is it that you like about what you do and that keeps you motivated?
Well, there's a couple things that that are a lot of fun about this particular job. As things just get more connected, there's this need for identity. You have to know who you're connecting to. And it's a problem that is only going to get more and more prominent as people are building and deploying applications, as things get more and more connected.
Sure.
The advent of client-server computing, and then now the advent of cloud computing, it only makes these issues bigger and bigger in the face of IT pros and developers. There's a couple of things that that I also just like about working in this area, being in this program management role that we have at Microsoft, where people like me and others on my team get to spend a lot of time working with customers, talking to customers, seeing what their problems are, and figuring out the most highly leveraged ways to solve them. Identity, as it turns out, is this thing that's so low in the stack and so broadly required as you're building applications that being able to solve certain problems in identity can solve all kinds of problems for people building all different kinds of applications in all different kinds of industries. Something I really love about my job is that I get to go and I get to visit people who work in manufacturing industries, pharmaceutical industries, financial services, the government, education, everywhere. Everyone has this problem. And, as an engineer, there's nothing that's more, energizing fulfilling than being able to solve a problem very simply at a very low level and having it solve a ton of problems that are upstream so that everyone can get the benefit of that. The smallest possible investment with the best possible design for the largest possible gain across all these areas. So identity is one of those things that is extremely highly leveraged. At the same time that you make things more secure, you can also make them cheaper and easier to manage all at once. And who wouldn't want that?
Sure.
So that's one of the reasons why I really enjoy this area. And then there's another sort of funny thing about security and identity together, and that is that we'll always be in business. This problem will exist for as long as there are people in connected systems. There will be a need for a continuously advancing set of innovations around identity, and that's just exciting. It's a fun space to be in. It never stops moving. It's always proceeding forward.
So from your visits with customers or talks with customers, What types of challenges do you see them specifically trying to solve? What are some of maybe your most memorable experiences of talking with a customer and going, oh my gosh, that? You have to solve that?
Well, there's an interesting dynamic that I've noticed in the last year or two. As we see RFPs from customers and they're telling us about the things that they're trying to do right now, a lot of them have, over the course of years, built up middleware systems to handle some sort of identity inside their network. Inside their network, they have, you know, a lovingly handcrafted information system that supplies information to their line of business applications that are critical to getting their business done.
Right.
And as they've been building that middleware, they have inevitably been building identity components to that middleware that's surfacing just things like the roles of a user or handling the different ways of authenticating a user. And there's something going on right now that is the confluence of, again, things getting more connected. Some of this has to do with the cloud. Some of it has to do with supply chains becoming more interconnected and more efficient, so more federation. Something to do with the ongoing modularization of software and, you know, service-oriented architectures, that things just want to be more connected. And I believe we're very close to, or we're in the process of hitting this sort of inflection point where all of this lovingly handcrafted middleware just can't be maintained by these companies anymore. They're realizing that my business is X. My business is not knowing how to build this really flexible and wonderful identity middleware. And I need to get out of the business of building that. I need to stop building that. I need to get something off the shelf to satisfy those requirements. But oh my gosh, the requirements are vast. I need to support web applications, web services, cloud-based applications, applications in my intranet, applications in my supply chain, the SAML protocol, X509-based credentials, smart cards, Kerberos. You know, it just goes on and on and on, and there's all these things that they need to do, and they're past the tipping point of trying to do it. They now need something that will fill that gap. And again, I think we're either close to that tipping point or we're just in the process of hitting it. The most emblematic notion of it around Microsoft is this emergence of the cloud and people wanting to have the flexibility of running their application, be there on-premises or hosted somehow, due to various efficiencies that they can get from that. And how do you build an identity system that's going to support that flexibility and that notion? And that I think is probably the most exciting thing that I've seen from customers that is really driving a lot of our work here in this team around the claims-based identity notion.
Right, and so you have the three products, the Geneva Server, Geneva Framework, Windows Card Space Geneva that your team is building. So how does each one of those address these industry challenges?
Okay. Well, it really starts with this framework. The framework, a wise person once told me, a little story here. A wise person once told me that most developers, and this is sort of foreign to me because I've spent the last 13 years of my career working on identity, so I think it's obviously the center of the universe.
Sure.
It's a funny thing that happens at Microsoft, and this might happen to you and your company, where the project you're working on is always drawn in the middle of the slide when you have the slide deck about your product, right? Because obviously we're the center of the universe and everything else revolves around us. I call that the non-Copernican view of the world. But everyone has one of those things. But a wise person once told me that most developers really don't want to have to think about identity. And obviously that's true. They don't want to have to think. They know it's important. They know identity is important. The applications can't be built without knowing information about the users who are accessing them. It's essential for access control, personalization of things. But we don't want to really think hard about the mechanisms that we're using as a developer writing a line of business app or an ISV building an off-the-shelf app. I don't want to have to think hard about this. I just want that problem to be solved. I want it to be a solved problem.
Right.
In the same way that those customers who have been showing us those RFPs want that problem solved. And not have to invest a lot of their own time specializing in understanding these mechanisms. So it starts with this framework, which provides that level of abstraction and all of the, you know, the intricate support for all the different kinds of protocols and blah, 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 so that when an application developer is building an app, if they're using our framework or if they're using the equivalent framework on another programming platform, because that's also very important to us, that these things, it's not a Microsoft-only effect here, right?
Sure.
Another one of the things that customers tell us is, well, gee, how do I do this in Java, right? And there has to be a good answer for that. Microsoft has to make sure that when we work in industry that we can get good answers on all of the popular platforms. But using our framework, that you can build an application and the developer doesn't have to think about the intricacies of how the user was authenticated or where that role information about the user came from, that it came from a particular database somewhere in the company, in a given company. They just have to worry about the claims, we call them, this information about the user, and how they're going to write their application logic to consume those claims.
Right.
Not worry about how the claims were delivered. So it starts with that framework, this essential abstraction layer. And it is very much complemented by the client and the server. Let me talk a little bit of the server for a moment. So the server is the thing that is then, we've taken this problem of how do you authenticate the user and where do you get the information about the user so that you can drive application behavior? Where do you get this? Who's going to do that if you're not going to do that in the application code? Well, you're going to do that at the server.
Right.
The framework is going to provide this abstraction. It's going to punch you over to the server. The server is then going to be responsible for figuring out who you are, knowing how it's going to do that, how it's going to figure out who you are, how it's going to figure out the information about you. And that's the role of that server component. The client component exists so that if you're building a smart client application, then you need a component at the smart client that is going to insulate the application from having to know how to go get these claims. You don't want to have to write that again into application code. You want that to be taken care of for you by the platform.
So, certainly.
So we have the client component to do that. It can also be used in web-based applications so that if you want to build an even richer experience with a web-based application in this so-called claims-based or federated model, that you can take advantage of the smart client component to do that. So framework provides the core. Smart client helps you build, or the client piece helps you build smart client applications or build richer experiences in the web application, the web type applications, and then the server is the essential operational piece that then the IT shop gets to run and manage, that then lights up this model.
Excellent. So you have developers that get their hands on the beta product or a CTP, and right now beta 1 is available. What would you like to hear from developers through the forum channel as they work with the product? What's important to you to hear?
Well, there's a I'd love to get all kinds of feedback. The kinds of feedback I'm looking for right now are mainly about did it make sense? You know, so we have this identity model, this claims-based model, and we have this hunk of software. Was it intuitive to you to use it? Did it, in its presentation to you and in the form of the binaries and the samples and the SDK, did it make sense? How quickly could you understand it? We really have a goal here of being able to take this software and, you know, within a weekend sort of time, you know, the typical developer's like, well, I've heard about this thing that could make my job easier. So before I can build the case for it to my boss that I can actually go and, you know, make a big investment in it,
sure.
I kind of need to figure it out.
Right.
And I'm going to do that on my weekend because, and we know they do that. So I want to know if people could figure it out relatively quickly, that the samples and patterns that we provide are helpful ones, and that the scenario that you're trying to achieve, actually going into the forums and saying, here's the scenario I'm trying to achieve, here's the way I'm going about doing it, and then if if it's applicable, then here's the place I'm stuck or something like that, then that's great. But unfortunately, people don't usually post to the forums when they were able to figure it all out themselves and they were wildly successful. We usually don't hear from people like that,
yeah,
unfortunately. But by all means, if you do have that story, please come to the forum and tell us that. But you know, it's good for us to have the framing context when we're off scanning the forums, and we have a rotation of people who spend time looking at the forums, answering questions, and generally trying to keep people unblocked in their evaluation of the product. You know, tell us what you're trying to achieve and where you're stuck. And then that will also tell us where we need to help add more patterns so that people will be able to figure these things out themselves, where we need more samples, where we need to tighten up the documentation.
Sure. And then on Geneva Server, is there anything specific from the IT pros perspective that you would like to hear as well?
I have a feeling that we're going to get more feedback from the IT pro after we ship our second beta, which is something that's coming up real soon now.
Sure.
Where we're going to have lit up a few more features in the server that are going to give them the knobs and dials and programmability. It's a funny thing to say about the IT pro, but it's the programmability of the server where they're really going to be able to start experimenting. I won't go into a lot more detail about that because I don't want to give away what we're doing in the server in Beta 2, but I would say mostly the Beta 1, the focus here is around the experimentation with the framework and building applications. It's with Beta 2 that we really have a rich set of scenarios to try out with the server, and that's where I expect we'll be able to, you know, get some pretty useful and interesting feedback.
Excellent. Do you have anything else that you would like to say to this audience?
Wow, anything else that I'd like to say? Well, it's funny. Even when I was an intern, this is sort of an amusing story. Even when I was an intern. And it was like 1994, and we didn't even have a directory at Microsoft. We were working on NT351 or NT40 at the time, and I was tasked with developing an API for our next generation directory services. I think this is what we called it back then, NGDS, or NTDS. For those of you who are Active Directory trivia fanatics, you may recognize some of these terms, but so one of the very first things I worked on was the Active Directory Services Interfaces, ADSI. It was the COM interface with a provider model that abstracted developers from how they obtained information about users, which sounds kind of familiar to what I'm working on now. But I find it somewhat interesting, somewhat ironic that we're still steadily making incremental progress in this space. It's still not easy enough.
Right.
And I'm hoping that this move with claims-based identity is a big step forward, a big incremental step forward to addressing some of the common problems that are there today when people are building applications and I just want to know what the user's email address is. And, you know, hoping the claims-based model will solve that. But it's funny when I look back to the work that we did on ADSI, the work we did in LDAP. There were lots of different advancements that we made in Active Directory to make it easier to build identity-aware applications, Windows Integrated Authentication, Schema Extensibility in AD, all the things that you could do with System.Directory Services, etc., that came after ADSI. But it still could be easier, and there's still more that we could do, to help customers both build applications faster that are secure, in a faster way, build secure applications with just less effort, lower cost, help customers get more value out of their Active Directory. You know, they've made a lot of investments to consolidate their infrastructure to make it cheaper and easier to manage, and we'd like to also help them light that up as an application platform in an even bigger way. But, you know, it's sort of emblematic of the incremental process that even 13, 14, 15 years ago,
sure,
we were working on this. And now, out of the, you know, here comes the cloud-based computing notion, and, gee, what are we going to do to make identity work in that space? And I think we have a good model here. So I'm really looking forward to it. I know the people on the team are really looking forward to, you know, getting our second beta out and then, you know, cruising on towards RTM and getting ready for the next one.
Stuart, this has been excellent. Thank you very much for joining us for this segment of the Identity Element.
All right. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.